Hey DC, it's me again. I'm your host Grace, and welcome back to Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. I am so excited to bring you guys my very first guest, Carly Ella, the founder of DC Gals Take on DC. As a DC native who returned here after graduating college, she found herself recently single without a bunch of friends. As any young 20-something would do, she took to TikTok and decided to put out a crazy idea that's landed her 3,000 new friends, collaborations with local groups, and interviews on live TV. But that's not all. She also decided to let TikTok know a Hinge story, which has gotten her literally stopped on the streets on multiple occasions. But before we get any further, I'd like to also introduce our sponsor for today's episode, Orgo Creative. A marketing agency catered towards small and main street businesses, Orgo aims to keep local businesses thriving. So I worked with Orgo at my last job, and let's just say they know what they're doing. Catherine, the founder, I don't want to give her too much credit, but she pretty much taught me everything I need to know about marketing. With her support, I was able to grow our social accounts by over 50%, and I've taken all those lessons and applied them here for Kind of a Lot and to the Night Run Club. For affordable marketing with creative strategies, visit orgocreative.com or visit the link in the description. So, Carly, I probably just spilled everything you were about to say, but if you were to give us your elevator pitch, what would it be?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard question. I grew up in D.C. I run D.C. Gals Take on D.C., and I love being outside. I love spending time with my friends and my family. And I love being creative on social media.
Well, I am literally so thrilled to have you on the pod. Carly and I actually met a few months ago at an event that we collaborated on, and I am just so thankful that we met. And I know that we've already touched base on the fact that you are actually a DC native, which, as we know, given the revolving door city, is pretty rare for someone our age. What do you wish more people knew about DC?
There's so much culture here and there's so much to do. And I think a lot of people are stuck on the idea that it's just the monuments, it's just downtown, but there's so much more to DC. There's so many cute neighborhoods like Logan, DuPont, Georgetown. I live on Capitol Hill. There's just so much to do, and people get really stuck on like the touristy aspects of the city. But if you widen your imagination and you're widening your look on the city, there's just farmers markets, there's places to walk, there's places to go out and eat, and there's just so much to do, and it's not just a concentrated city with monuments and tourists.
Well, I think in addition to that, and something that I actually mentioned last episode, is that DC has what I like to call the big three: people, community, and transportation. Now, I grew up in about an hour north of New York, and experiencing a city with accessible transportation was something that I really looked for in a place to live. And, I mean, come on, the city has one of the best railways in the country. And although the lines don't run as often as New York's, they are so clean, and they expand well past the metro area. But out of all of the places here, what would you say is your favorite place in D.C.?
Growing up, went to Georgetown, I think, at least once a week, either on a bike ride or walking there or just shopping. My friends and I in high school would go there and we'd hang out. I go on dates there.
That's awesome.
It's like my favorite place. It's next to the water. There's restaurants. There's shopping. So many places just to walk around. It's my favorite place in D.C.
Okay, so before we get into your TikToks just absolutely blowing up, I did want to ask, have you ever been on like any other social media, and has any of that ever gone viral, or is there anything that you're kind of just like, or I guess like on the flip side, is there anything that you're glad that didn't go viral?
It's just, it makes me laugh because growing up, I had a YouTube channel when I was like 12. Please, nobody look at it. I swear, my roommate has shown it to guys who I've like brought home. Yeah, guys, can you go like and subscribe? It's just funny because I grew up making travel vlogs, and whenever we went on vacation, I had my GoPro out and I was like just filming stuff.
Wait, were you one of those headband GoPro kids? I think I got one for my 12th birthday, and I swear to God, my sisters and I were so annoying about it. Like, we would take it in the ocean and then we would make our parents download like the the crappiest videos and then make them sit through it all.
I think the best part is snorkeling when there's no fish. But I had the like tripod and stuff and then like the travel stick and I'd walk around and just like put in people's faces and be like, look, like be my vlog.
Okay, so you were just like never camera shy.
I've never been camera shy. And I think it just goes to show that I've wanted to have some sort of platform for a long time. Even when I was 12 years old, back to my point about having this platform, mm-hmm. It's just so cool to see. Now I have a platform with like a meaning and people are following along for so many different reasons. Mm-hmm. And I have so many different niches I've been promoting or so many niches I've been putting out there, like the Hinge stuff, being a DC local, like spots you should try in DC. And then now building this online community with DC Gals Take on DC. It's just so cool that all of that work I put in before to learn how to be creative on social media and like learn how to edit and film has now amounted into something that I'm just so proud of. And people are like recognizing that. And it's just so fun because it's something I truly am very passionate about. And I've made so many friends through this online community.
Okay, wait. I am so glad that you brought up your Hinge dates because I remember like a little while ago, you actually popped up on my For You page and you did like a pretty long series about it. Well, not just the dates, but do you want to run us through your most viewed video?
I would love to because this is one of my favorite stories and it landed me on TV and I would love to talk about it. So I casually put in my Hinge bio, send me a boyfriend application, and men ran with this. Men took upon themselves to just send me like so many stats about themselves and their height and like where they're from and like dates that they would take me on. I was like, this is fun. Like, I really get to like see who you are as a person. One guy sent me a boyfriend application PDF that he found online and filled it out. I'm talking height, weight, references from his friends in their emails. And I reached out to them. I'll get to that in a second. And everything I should know about him, what car he drives, what school he went to, his birthday, all this stuff. And so I made a TikTok about it. And yeah. I was like, look at this guy. This is so nice. I responded and I sent one back to him. And I made like a 13-part series about this whole thing. And I got so many followers and people being like, oh my gosh, I want to follow along. We're like FaceTiming for like a week, like texting like nonstop. We met in person and he was very sweet. The vibes were just not there, but people were so invested in this that my video talking about us ending was like one of the most viewed videos out of all the videos in the series. And people were like so hooked on this idea that like boyfriend applications like could work.
Wait, what ended up happening with the reference?
Yes, I forgot to touch on that. So I reached out to, there was two of them. One ended up being his best friend's wife or like fiance who responded to the email. I wish I could pull this up right now, but she was like, he's the best guy. He's so nice. Like, he's always third wheeling. Like, we like need another girl in the picture. And then, oh my gosh, this is the best part. His other best friend responded with a PowerPoint on why I should date him. And it was so in-depth.
Okay, wait. Well, now I'm thinking, was his friend like, this is my time to shine. I have this in my back pocket. Like, was the friend just essentially waiting for someone to send this PowerPoint slide deck to?
No, and I only know this because he and I were texting, his friend and I were texting for like a couple of days. And he was like, I'm still working on like other parts of this PowerPoint. Like, he sent me like a basic one and like kept sending me stuff. He kept emailing me like multiple times. And he was like, you should like, he's so nice. He's like the best guy you could possibly go out with, whatever. And I looped my roommate into this and I was like, you should go for his friend so that we can go on a double date. Mm-hmm. So I made a PowerPoint about her and why she's so awesome. And she made one for me. Mm-hmm. And then the guy I was talking to made one for his friend. And we all were in a group chat for a couple of days. Fortunately, this guy and I just didn't work out. Yeah. And that's totally fine. Right. He's a great guy. I have to preface that, but he just wasn't my guy. But I was reached out to by a TV station in DC And they put clips of all these TikToks on TV and were asking about him on live television. And well, the craziest part is that I told him, like, oh, this TikTok got some traction. And then I kept telling him about the videos, whatever. And he was like, oh, this is so cool. When we stopped talking, I didn't tell him anything else that happened. I didn't tell him that, like, oh my gosh, I've been like making money off of these videos. Like a TV station like reached out.
Right.
We have not talked since. He has no idea. Maybe he does, but he doesn't have TikTok, I don't think. I think I was like downloading the videos to send to him.
Okay. Yeah. That's crazy. I think it's so funny that we are literally living in a time where we can just post videos where we're being like a little unhinged or whatever, and they just like randomly blow up, and now everyone knows all about you. And let me tell you, I literally post whatever the fuck comes to my mind, okay? I genuinely think I am so funny, and honestly, it's up to the people to decide whether or not they want more of me. But I don't think I've really been able to do some good bits for the pod yet, but trust me, they're coming. But I feel like it is so easy now to become an influencer or have some sort of like quote-unquote fame. Do you think that you are the same online as you are in real life?
I pride myself in being the same exact way I am on camera as I am in real life. All of my friends will say that. Like, I don't know why I would fake anything about my personality and put that online if it's like not who I really am. The energy and the positivity and the humor that like I put out on TikTok is exactly how I am when people approach me at bars and stuff and like ask me about my TikTok and they're like, oh my gosh, are you the Hinge girl from TikTok? I just love being so myself online. Yeah. Because that's just who I am. And I've made friends from TikTok, and I'm the same way I am with them in real life, and I am online. And I will always be that way.
Now, DC isn't that big. Have you had people like recognize you when you're just like out and about?
Whenever I go out to the bars, people know everything about me. There's this one guy who was like, oh my gosh, are you Carly from TikTok? And I'm like, I am. He was like, how was that half marathon you ran last weekend? And I was like, oh, it was great. And then he started listing off so many things about me. And I'm like, so either like really stalkerish, or like you're interested in me, or you just like are a fan, right, or a supporter. And his friend was like, it was this girl. And she was like, oh my gosh, no, like I watch your videos. Like I want to be friends with you. And I got friend up or whatever. And she was like, don't hug this guy. He's so weird. But I was like, it just goes to show though that like people know everything about me. And I don't have a million followers, but I also do put enough of my life online where people just kind of think we're friends and they know everything about me, like a parasocial relationship, which I think 95% of the people who follow me are just like so sweet and I would love to be friends with them in real life. But then some people just know so much and like kind of scared of that. I think the cool thing is that I get to connect with so many people and people get to know me. And I think just the other weird part is just how much people care about my life. And I didn't think that many people would care. But it just is so cool to see how much like love and support I've gotten from people I don't even know. Mm-hmm. And who are always commenting, like, can you comment back, whatever? And I'll say, hey, or like, I'll answer a DM. They're like, no way, I just screamed. Like, that just, like, made my day. I can't believe, like, you responded. I'm, like, a real human. Like, I'm not going to, like, act like I have a million followers. I just, like, want to be friends with everybody. Right. So.
Well, I think there's this weird line where you want people to know about your life, but you don't want to be too much. And trying to strike that balance of just right or, like, just be enough can kind of seem really daunting at times. But do you ever find that you struggle with figuring out how much to share and like when to keep things private?
Yeah, I really struggle with that. I mean, I was telling you before, I had 40 gigabytes of data on my TikTok because I had 800 drafts. I will record a lot of different story times or stuff like that and then be like, oh my gosh, like this guy does not want to be aired out online. I never put names, I never put faces unless they ask, or honestly, I only did that with my ex. Like, I really didn't do that with any people. It's really hard for me to keep things to myself. And I'm realizing, like, when I had 700 followers, I was like, I don't care. No one's going to see this. But now, even when I only have like, honestly, like 20,000 followers, I'm getting like 100,000 to a million views on a lot of videos where it's reaching a bigger audience, even if I'm not, don't have those followers necessarily. A lot of people are seeing this content. And I keep a lot of stuff to myself with my friends. And I want to keep it that way because I'm like, these are my friends. Like, why would I share every single piece of my life online? Mm-hmm. And also I'll post something and people will be like, oh my God, like, that's crazy. Like, why would you ever take that as flirting or whatever? I'm like, well, I'm not going to tell you story times then if you're going to, like, the comments I get are, like, kind of mean sometimes. And I have to really think about, like, what I'm going to put online, like, what I'm comfortable sharing. But sure, I'll do like a 13-part series. I did that a couple of times. Like a guy left his number on my car and I made a few-part series. And that went over really well. People loved that. So guys I'll go on a date with, they'll be like, well, I don't have TikTok or I don't want to be out online. Like if we start dating, I don't feel comfortable with that. And I really have to like remember like, this is my life. And a lot of people don't want this. I mean, half the time they're like, oh my God, can I please be on the TikTok? Yeah. I'm like, I know you're joking, but like,
yeah,
but they're not at the same time. I know they're not. Really. But a lot of guys are very private, and I really have to remember, like, I have a video with my friends in it. I will always text, like, a group chat, or I'll text my friends individually and be like, hey, is this okay, like, if I post this? Or even before I start filming, I'm like, hey, everyone, are you okay with me filming this? Let me know if you don't want this online. Like, I'm very understanding because I would never want to put something out there that people's jobs might see or they just, like, don't want out there. Like, if we're drinking, I probably won't put it online just to be, like, extra cautious. But I like to keep a lot of things to myself. And it's just funny story times with my friends. Like, if you approach me at the bar and you ask me, like, can you tell me about that? I was like, yeah.
Right.
It's not going to be, like, aired all online, right. But I'll tell you something. Yeah.
Yeah,
I totally get that. Oddly enough, I am not that nosy when it comes to, like, stalking people online. Honestly, I think that it's a little weird when people are, like, so invested in other people's socials. Although I will say, I do get really curious if people are still with their partners. And I just need to know, like, who is sharing my posts? Like, who is it?
Who are these people sharing these videos? I need to know. No, like, sometimes it's, I'm like, sometimes if it's like 10,000 shares, I'll be like, great. If it's two people, I want to know why you're sharing that. Every Instagram post, who are, what high school friend is sharing that post? Yeah. I need to know, and I can't track it.
So, speaking of high school friends, you literally grew up here, which is so weird to me, thinking that, like, you know, it's such a transplant city that, you know, people who are born and raised here, like, that is just such a foreign concept to me. But you moved back here after college, and you said that you came back and found that you didn't really have, like, a ton of friends who you could hang out with, and you wanted to kind of have, like, a group and a group chat of your own. So how did that come about?
My girl group, DC Gals Take on DC, is my most prized possession that I have. We started on December 24th. I made a TikTok. I was like, what if there's a group chat for girls in their 20s to make friends in DC? I had just moved back to DC after graduating. I spent the summer abroad, so I was freshly in DC in October. And this is so embarrassing. I made an iMessage group chat, and I added people individually. I was like, they were DMing me their phone numbers. And I was like, okay, let's just, I'll add you to group chat. Then we got kicked out of that. It was 32 girls could be added. And then Instagram. And we got kicked out at 200. This was all happening in like 5 days. So I made an Instagram and I just threw up a logo. I just threw up a post. I was like, introduce yourself. Yes. And we had like 200 followers in the first day or two, I think. And then slowly it just started building upon itself. And now we're at 2,400 followers. And I think it's been around for like 5 months. And like the Washingtonian I reached out to the Washingtonian. Let's be clear. It's going so well. I'm a hot yoga teacher at Core Power. So last week I taught a class for some of the girls. We've had cycle bar classes. We have a puppy yoga class coming up.
That's awesome.
We joined forces at one point. Still ongoing with dudes in the district. I was told to plug this, guys, who want to make friends in DC in their 20s. It's the same thing that we're doing.
Dudes in the district. I love that. Are you kidding me?
We'll go on a Hinge date. I'll be like, should join Dudes in the District. They got a lot of followers because I sent people over. Anyways, we did a happy hour with him. Mm-hmm. I think like 60, 70 people showed up. All of my friends and I went home.
Oh my God. Guys, you heard it here first. Dudes in the District.
But yeah, we do collabs with local social clubs in DC. We're doing like a speed friend kind of take on speed dating coming up soon. We're doing a tiki boat in Georgetown. We're here first. This might be my biggest thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doing blind dates with people in DC. And have you seen that girl on TikTok who went on a blind date and now she's like going on all these dates and like she, it's like her whole TikTok blew up, whatever. Dropped her gorgeous. And I was like, oh my God, like, she's like amazing. So I like great personality, all this stuff. But she was like, I went on this blind date. And so now we're setting up people in DC with Dudes in the District.
Wait, I am loving the dudes. I need to ask if one of them will start an all men's run club in the morning. And then all the girls who are looking for love but wanted to be part of the night run club where there's no pressure of dating or feeling insecure, we could collab and then have such an awesome story. Actually, I think Jade Womack, Clockout DC, I think she actually met her boyfriend at, I think, Noma Run Club. Oh, God, I love it. But do you feel like now you have too many friends? I mean, DC Gals is, it's totally taking off.
So all of my friends, other than my best friend from college, who is my roommate in DC, mm-hmm. I have met through DC Gals. And it's a crazy situation. Like, I think I have like three different groups of girls, mm-hmm. and I met all of them through DC Gals. All are like so tight. Yeah. It's so nice though, because coming to DC, I was like, I just have my roommate best friend, which I was completely fine. But we were kind of tired of doing things on our own. We were like, oh, we're going on another walk together. Just us. We're getting ice cream. Just us. Friend groups. One of them, we have family dinners once a month. Another one, we go out a lot. We go on walks. We get bagels in the morning after we go out. Like, each group is amazing in its own way. We kind of blend them together sometimes. And my roommate and I are in all these groups together. So it's just so nice that we can, like, experience all this stuff together. Yeah, I love my friends. I'm so close with all of them, and they're all my biggest supporters, and I'm their biggest supporters, and they're all doing amazing girl boss things in DC. Mm-hmm. I'm just so happy I met them all within the past 4 months.
Yeah,
I have had so many girls come up to me at events or message me and say that they met some of their best friends through DC Gals. Mm-hmm. And that is the coolest thing ever, because so many girls are lonely in this city. Yeah. I mean, I watch these TikToks when I moved here, for example. I watch these TikToks and it's all these friend groups hanging out and they're all just doing stuff. And I'm like, well, how did you meet each other? Like, I don't know how you did that. And obviously, like, you have your run club. There's so many like different social clubs out there. I think we all play a part in connecting girls in DC. Yeah. And I really do think we do have, we moved the needle of it. A lot of girls have been like, I genuinely like didn't know anyone in this city, and now I can call three of these girls my best friends because I met them through DC Gals.
So when I lived here by myself, I found that if you don't have at least one friend, it can be so hard to make friends. Like, you wouldn't really go out to a bar by yourself, and honestly, it can be really intimidating for some people just like reaching out to random people and asking if they want to be friends. Now, I don't really struggle with that at all, actually. Quite the opposite. I've made so many friends by just walking up to people on the side of the street. And I've actually had some of my friends, like, meet each other that I met that way. And they, like, joke around that, like, they, like, met me in the wild. But I remember back in college, I went to a pretty small liberal arts school. And coming back from COVID, trying to make friends was absolute hell. Like, I would ask random girls in my classes or DM people being like, hey, do you want to study? And I'm sure that now, being post-grad, they would happily take someone up on that offer. But in college, it was almost like they were too cool for you. And it just, like, left, like, a really sour taste in my mouth. But that's really why I wanted to start the Run Club and honestly also this podcast, just like as a way to bring the girls together and honestly just people together so that we could feel like we're all just, you know, connected to something.
I think we're both playing a part in helping girls make friends. At least you're more familiar in the city. Like, right. If you just moved to DC and you have no idea where to go, like DC gals, for example, there's like, where do I get my hair cut? Where do I get my hair dyed? Like, what's your favorite nail salon, favorite restaurants? Who wants to go to this bar? We're going to happy hour. Who wants to come along with us tonight? Like, it's so, like, I host a lot of events, but there's so many different activities that these girls are putting on, or just randomly like asking to get dinner one night or go to a movie or get their nails done, whatever. And I feel like if there was more community like that, I feel like we would all be better off.
Yeah.
I even go to these events still and I'm like, I'm making so many new friends. And a lot of girls are so nice. I'm bet with your run club. Like, all these girls are so sweet. And I'll talk to them. They have no idea who I am. And they're just acting like we're just like best friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, I started this. They're like, you started this? But they like weren't talking to me like so sweetly because like they knew who I was. They just wanted to be like, they wanted to be there. They want to make friends. I mean, so many girls just need that extra like resource.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And, you know, DC is such a drinking city, even though Gen Z is drinking less. Like, people love their happy hours and their brunches here. I think also because DC is just full of like a lot of young professionals, it does kind of lend to that corporate culture where after work you grab a drink and then you almost kind of like look forward to going out on the weekends. But, you know, a huge part of what your group and others like it are doing or are trying to do is show girls that, you know, you don't have to go out drinking if you don't want to. And there's an entire city full of history, culture, art, music, you name it. And, you know, if you do want to go out drinking, trust me, you can find a spot. But Carly, thank you so much for joining me on Kind of a Lot, DC's first girly pop podcast. I am so thankful that you are creating change for young women here, and I can't wait to see where your next TikTok takes you. Join me next week for a solo episode where I'll be talking about the throes of hell being unemployed and how to fill your time and make the most of your days, even if you're lucky enough to be getting paid. Because after all, how you spend your days is how you spend your life. I'll see you soon, DC.